We're now, it's now time to convene the public comment session. The procedures the board allow for public comment session, we do that each meeting, and the speakers who come to the board are allotted a 5-minute timeframe, and our secretary is the timekeeper, and we'll let the speaker know whenever that time does expire. Before the speaker begins, I'd mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what the speakers have to say, to ask questions if you feel necessary to do, but I'm also sure that the speaker would be happy to avail themselves outside of the board meeting for any questions and answers that you may seek to pursue. We appreciate the fact that we have one guest speaker today, and we look forward to hearing them, and I'd like to introduce Professor Jay Rosenstein to be our speaker. Professor Rosenstein, welcome. You have the podium.
Mr. Chairman, I just have to make one correction. I pronounce it Rosenstein, but don't worry, because members of my family still fight about what the correct way is to say it, so it's okay.
So I stand corrected. Thank you.
Okay. My uncle even changed his name to Rose to kind of solve that whole problem. Good morning, everyone. Members of the board, Mr. President and Mr. President, I appreciate this opportunity to speak. It's really a privilege to get a chance to address all of you, so thank you. I'm here to talk about solving a problem that I know we all want to see solved. And the problem, of course, is that of rising tuition and skyrocketing student debt. Problem not just here, but all over the country. And let's face it, finding a solution for that is a goal that all of us share. Everyone at the table wants to see that happen. Everyone in this room wants to see that happen. Everyone on this campus wants to see that happen. In the past, the way we addressed that problem was simply by getting more money from the state. Well, we know that's not going to happen anymore. So that means the old ways of solving the problem just aren't going to work anymore. We need to solve this with new ideas, fresh, new, innovative ideas. And that means we may have to look for solutions in places where we've never looked before. And I'm here simply to offer a suggestion on how to address the problem of rising tuition, looking at a solution in a place that maybe we've never looked before. And that place is the annual revenue that the university gets from the Big Ten Conference. Now, of course, this only applies to the Urbana-Champaign campus. It's a source of revenue that has increased steadily year after year after year. You'll be getting this chart in a minute. But this is, I'm sure you can see the blue bars. See, the amount of revenue has increased tremendously. It's increased by 8 times over the past decade. Every year, there's new revenue. And we could use just the new revenue as a way of lowering tuition here at UIUC. Now, up until now, athletics has kept all of this revenue. In fact, athletics keeps all of its revenue, doesn't share any with the campus, and up till now, that's been fine. But again, the old ways of doing things aren't going to work anymore. Today, all of us have to pitch in. We're all in this together. And isn't it fair that the athletic department would share some of this revenue with the very university that makes its existence possible? Now, again, I'm not talking about cutting any revenue or taking any revenue away. Just talking about the extra revenue that comes year after year, the increase. Excuse me. Now, there's so many advantages to using this revenue. First of all, it's free. We get it at no cost. No cost to the taxpayers, no cost from the legislature, no cost whatsoever. That means we could help lower tuition at no cost to anyone. Also, by using this money, we don't have to make any cuts at the university or any cuts at the athletic department. We can lower tuition at no cost, with no cuts. Now, taking a look just at the increased revenue from this year, this small band, if we were to use that to offset the cost of tuition, We could lower tuition for all in-state seniors to be by 3.5%. Okay, now think about that for a second, especially in light of the legislature. Right now, everyone's at the legislature asking to have their funding not cut, and hopefully we're doing the same thing. But instead, consider this. Imagine we go to the legislature, and rather than saying, please don't cut us, we're important, because everybody is important, we can also say, if you can manage to keep our funding flat, we could offer a 3.5% tuition cut to all the seniors to be who are living in all of your districts. That may be a deal that they like to hear a little better. And even if that doesn't work, even if our funding does get cut by the state, we could still use this extra revenue to help soften the blow. But what's really exciting is what's ahead. And that is, in 2 years, the Big Ten is going to be negotiating a new television contract with all of its networks. And according to yesterday's Chicago Tribune, we don't know exactly how much money is going to be involved. But one thing is certain, we're in line for a financial windfall. That could mean lowering tuition by 10 to 20% for all seniors to be. Again, this is just a suggestion as a way of solving a problem, looking in a place we haven't looked before. So I want to thank you very much for allowing me to speak. I want to let you know that I'm here to work together with you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your presentation.